CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on demand.
Yes, demanding it be on.
Now, you stayed up last night because you didn't get to watch TV Friday night because we're out Friday night, so you had to fit TV in, is that right?
I've started watching Riverdale. Well, not started. I have watched it, but there was like a couple episodes that I hadn't seen yet. And then I was like, oh my God, imagine watching this from the beginning.
What was that mischievous Archie up to?
Wait, you actually know who's in it?
Oh, I know
everything. Oh, my God. Well, it started from the beginning. So Archie was sleeping with his teacher in the
Naughty.
Very first episode. Sorry, spoiler alert.
What about that Jughead?
Oh, my God. I love Jughead. Well, yeah, he's actually missing at the moment.
Is he?
It's a spoiler alert. So
anyways.
Got to stop asking questions.
On today's show, we caught up, of course, with Brent about all things sport. We chatted with Peppermint Pete himself.
I love Peppermint Pete.
How can you go wrong with a fellow whose name's Peppermint Pete?
Well, his name's Pete, but he works at Peppermint. Well, yeah, he owns Peppermint Parties.
His legal name is Peppermint Pete.
Yeah, it is for me, actually.
Caught up with him about his event. It's not a black tie event, it's a purple tie event.
I love it.
Which I find interesting.
And it's raising money for a very good cause, so that we have the deets for that.
Not only did we have dog news, we had Snoop Dogg news.
That was the highlight of my morning that I just forgot about.
We had an update on the Greens situation.
Yes, that was quite fun. You're still feeling quite sore.
Yes, I've
we
got
did rip
sore
it.
Thighs from squatting on the D floor.
Yeah.
Also, sore head. Headache.
Oh, maybe that's why you've got a headache. Because you were smacking it around.
Was I smacking it around?
Don't know.
I don't recall doing that.
I wasn't watching. I was just like in my element.
Anyway, look forward to all that on today's show. Cheers for listening.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Let's do it. Welcome to another exciting broadcast week.
Happy Monday. Hey, Ads, how you feeling today?
Not bad.
Adam.
Well, actually, yes, bad. I've got a headache.
You've got a headache. But why do you have a headache is the real question.
There's no way of knowing.
No way? Are you sure?
There's no way of knowing.
Yeah, okay. If that is what you're going with, I just want to let you know, though, you cannot call in sick for the fact that I do not know how to press the buttons on the desk.
Yeah, look, for full disclosure, I didn't drink a drop yesterday.
Yeah, what about Friday and Saturday?
I just happened to be 30 and I can't drink. It takes me days to recover now. So,
old man.
Yeah.
We went to Greens on Friday.
We tried it out, didn't we?
We did, so we'll talk about that next, hey?
Yeah.
And Monday meditation's coming up.
So much coming up.
I love a good Monday.
Yeah, not only do I have a bit of a headache, I've got sore thighs from Greens, but, you know.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Monday meditation.
It is indeed time for Monday meditation. I would say close your eyes, but you might be out there driving.
Yeah, don't do that.
We don't want any accidents, so please keep them open. But visualize before you the following mantras.
Yes, we need mantras.
We need some Monday mantras.
Yeah.
I am alive. I am free. I am capable. I am strong. Say the mantras out loud with me, Adam. I am alive.
I am alive.
I am free.
I am free.
I am capable.
I am capable.
I am strong.
I am beautiful.
I do not have a headache.
I am sexy.
Feel all good vibes, all good energy flowing through. Think about not having to cook dinner tonight. Someone else has done it for you. The washing is done. It feels good. Anything else, Adam?
Yeah. Focus on your body, right? Right here and now. Don't worry about any anxieties you may have going into the week. Now's the time, just for this little smidge of time, to focus on the present. How's your body feeling? Focus on yourself. And if there's any pain, maybe you've got sore thighs from the D floor, maybe you've got a headache, or maybe you're just anxious going into the week. Well, what I want you to do is focus on either that anxiety or that pain. Focus on it. Imagine it's like a sticky, gooey, like maple syrup or something. Or it's maybe
stuck.
Honey. Some people like honey better. Manifest it as a honey or a syrup and picture yourself just eating it.
Yummy.
You've got the power. When you eat something, you have the power over it. So now it's gone. So that problem's solved now.
CFM.
Well, we did it on Friday, didn't we? We hadn't spent enough time out and about in the Burnie area.
No, so it was actually, I feel like it was you. It was definitely you. You were like, let's go to Greens. Never been. I was like, either have I.
Yeah.
A few of my friends did say, why are you going to Greens on a Friday? Mm. But that's what we're about. We're about that life. So what happened, Adam? Come on.
Well, we went down. Greens was obviously open at 10 p.m. That's when it opened. So we, you know,
we worked backwards, didn't we?
Yeah, we filled it with other stuff. I'm all about yachties, by the way. I loved yachties.
Yeah, you were frothing.
It's like rock and roll. Yeah, frothing, you could say. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, one, when we walked up to the bar, they were like, oh, Adam and Ari. We're like,
yes, it is us. Thanks very much.
Famous. but they had a live band, and you love a live band.
Yeah, and a little bit of rock and roll, like vinyl records on the wall. Mm. I was quite a fan. Also, that wine bar that we went to was pretty good.
Rialto Vino Bar.
Yeah.
That was nice. They've got a really nice cocktail list, too.
Burnie's got some good stuff going on.
Yeah, so we went somewhere else. Where did we go? Oh, Penguin.
Yeah, the Brewing Beer Co. That was good, too.
That was a good vibe. Yeah,
packed
anyway.
Out too.
Burnie, like, I don't know what. You know, don't know why anyone said don't go to Greens on Friday. We were two of nine people in the building at 10 p.m.
Yeah, we rocked up and the security guard said straight away, you guys picked the wrong night to come to Greens. There's like five people in there. But we were all about, I'm glad.
It was so much fun.
I actually loved it with less people.
We were the only two people on the dance floor at 10 p.m. to about 10:40.
Mm.
Getting my times all wrong today. Yeah, only two people on the dance floor. No shame either whatsoever. Rocked it. Taught Adam how to do a slap drop. That was pretty funny. I can't believe you didn't know what it was.
Yeah, so if you don't know what it is, it's basically a squat, but you put one arm down, one arm up. And that's why my thighs are so sore today still. It was good exercise, I suppose.
Yeah, great exercise.
Now I have the thickest thighs.
I was sober too. So, I mean, prompts to me for teaching you how to do these steps.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's a life lesson that I'm going to go out into this world with.
But before we left, the D floor was full.
We started it, didn't we?
And the music was so good.
We started it.
So, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Greens on a Friday night, it's a yay for me. I'd go back on a Friday.
Especially everyone going, oh, what are you doing? Like, setting the expectations like that. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised. I was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got a beverage really quickly, no line up to the loo.
Yeah.
Free space to dance.
So
it was a complete vibe.
Happy with it.
Mm. Hit music. Music.
We were down at Penguin having a couple, weren't we, on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, I was driving, but you were having a couple.
Well, you still had a couple, but one standard per hour or whatever it is. Yeah, you were being
responsible.
Good work. Mm-hmm. Proud of you.
Actually, yeah, can we talk about that? Thank you. I'm never the driver.
Yeah, good work. Thanks for that.
So you're welcome.
But it was the same day. There was a shark, a great white shark out there in Penguin that day. A surfer spotted it, apparently.
Oh.
At 10 a.m. that day, so we just missed it.
But
3 to 4 meters in length, a great
that's a
penguin.
Big shark.
Scary stuff, isn't it?
Every time I swim over seaweed, I just think of Jaws.
Yeah.
So that would freak me out. Even seeing a dolphin, I'm like, ooh.
Have you seen a shark before?
Well, like, yeah, but not
an
like,
aquarium or something?
Yeah, or like in the water, but not a
really?
Like little ones.
No, come on.
Not like a
big one.
No.
Like, you know, the Melbourne Aquarium that they like,
oh, yeah,
goes
aquariums
over your head
and stuff, but like out actually in the wild.
Yeah.
No.
Never.
I do love whales, fun fact.
Have you seen them?
I'd like to try and see them.
Have you seen them, though?
Yeah, on like the TV.
Doesn't count. Trivia Troll.
Adam, it's time for Trivia Troll. If you know the answer to our question, then give us a buzz on 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Meadoworks. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania, healthy feed for your animals, and Jensen's Quality Meadoworks. All right, the question is, because I love the voice, I am going to bed too early to watch it, so I do watch it back. But that's fine.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Oh, okay.
You were saying off air?
Like 11.
You could fit in some voice if you're going to bed at that time.
I know, but I was in bed at like 6:30. Yeah, anyway. Who are the judges, or the coaches, I should say, on The Voice this year? Really easy Monday question for you. If you don't know it, you can also Google it if you wish.
Trivia trial.
All right, got Eva from Devonport on the line. Eva.
Oh, good morning, Eva. Nice and early.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, who are the coaches on The Voice?
Guy, Rita, Jeff and Keith.
Oh, Eva, you've done it.
Good on you, Eva. Nice work. You're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I won in basketball yesterday.
Did you? Congratulations.
And it was the grand final and we got gold.
Oh, good on you. Go, Eva. Did you get to celebrate with, like, some ice cream or something after?
I went to McDonald's with one of my friends, Tiana.
Oh, nice. Tiana. She also helps with the basketball, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, thought so. Cool.
Good on you,
Well, congratulations.
Eva.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
23rd of August, Ari. Why don't we have a look at it?
Oh, what happened?
On this day in 1974, John Lennon, you know him, of the Beatles.
Mm.
On this day in 1974, he reported seeing a UFO in New York City.
No.
Yeah.
All lies.
You don't believe in UFOs?
All lies. Did he actually? And he actually said it out loud.
He reported it.
Did everyone think he was, like, going mad or something?
Well, he did have those habits, didn't he?
Yeah.
So maybe he was. Maybe he was hallucinating because of the hallucinogens, which I wouldn't recommend to anyone to do. Don't do it. Bad for you. In 2005, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were wed. Didn't work out, though, Ari.
No, it didn't.
They were married in France. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Le bonjour.
Don't start speaking another language. You'll get more love letters.
Oh, we'll get to that later. C'est combien, s'il vous plaît? Anyway. On this day in 2008, Australian diver Matthew Mitchum, won the men's 10-metre platform gold medal at the Beijing Olympics for diving.
Mm-hmm.
He prevented it from only being Chinese divers that won that year. And he also got the highest score for an individual dive in Olympic history with 112.10.
Is that still...
Doesn't valid? Say here on the parchment. There's no way of knowing that.
There's no way of knowing.
Actually, on this day in 2007, the hashtag was born.
No way. 2007.
Yeah, the hashtag.
2007. I don't even think I had Facebook in 2007.
Did I?
I think I got it in 2009.
Definitely had MySpace.
MySpace.
I think 2008 is when I got my Facebook, but... it was invented and first used in a tweet by US product designer Chris Messina.
They don't make any money from that, or do they make money from a hashtag?
No, I don't think so.
Surely not. But imagine if you did. Ooh, you'd be like rich as.
Yeah, it'd be good stuff. And on this day in 2015, a 12-year-old boy tripped and ripped a 17th-century painting called Flowers by Paolo Porpora. Porpora.
You definitely didn't read that, did you?
Which was worth $1.5 million. Poor
what?
Little fella tripped over and ripped it in Taiwan.
Oh, no. How old was he?
12.
Sorry, I just, like, totally forgot what you had said.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Morning.
Morning. Adam and I are in Struggle Street this morning. Just going to keep it real with you.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Hey, you're the one with a headache.
Nah, I'm feeling it.
You are feeling it because you were a bit like, how you going before?
Took an hour to ease in, but now I'm good.
Okay, it's just rubbed off on me then, hey?
Doesn't sound like it. You were just saying Struggle Street. But I tell you what, this will wake you up. Dog news on the way. Snoop Dogg news.
Oh!
So...
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Just want to say, at Greens, you had no shackles. You were dancing. You were like, woo!
How were my dancing skills?
To be honest, I wasn't paying attention. I was just really in the zone in my own dancing.
Because the thing is, I'm quite tall and gangly, so the dancing isn't often a great sight.
Well, no one else saw it because we were the only two people on the dance floor, so it's fine.
Yeah, okay. I'm really excited about this. I've got Snoop Dogg news. So you know the streaming website Twitch. Do you know about this?
Yeah, that's where like gamers go on and you like watch people game.
Yeah, so you can live stream yourself gaming or you can just live stream chatting to people. I don't think, judging here by this picture, I think Snoop just goes on to chat to people, but Snoop's been twitching. Right?
Okay, so you could just be on the game or...
You don't have to game. You can just sit with a webcam and talk to people in... That come
so
and watch
you could just
stream.
Be sitting there doing that and Snoop Dogg could just pop up.
No, you've got to go to Snoop Dogg's stream.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And watch Snoop Dogg's stream and you can type stuff in the chat and try and talk to him.
He must be really bored. If Snoop Dogg is willing to just sit pretty much on a live chat and just have a good old convo with you, he mustn't be doing much.
Well, I don't know. Can we talk? That's pretty much what we do.
Yeah.
We sit here in live broadcast.
But we're not Snoop Dogg.
Well, this is the funny thing, though. Snoop Dogg muted himself on Twitch 3 streams ago and still hasn't noticed. So the last 3 streams, his mic's been muted, probably because of his habits. You know what he gets up to.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. It's funny because, obviously, with the pandemic and everything, everyone's been using, like, Google Zoom or whatever to chat and catch up. And it actually happens all the time. He's like, you're on mute, mate. You're on mute. And they just keep going.
And he's still been on mute for 3 whole streams. Like, no one can hear what Snoop Dogg is saying on Twitch.
Oh, my God, that is so funny.
And he either doesn't know or he doesn't care. Look at him pictured there as well.
Oh, my God, he's absolutely vibing.
Look at what's in his hand as well. Classic. Snoop. I don't think he's ever seen without one of those in his hand.
No, I don't think so either.
But that probably explains why he's muted himself without realising.
Well, that was worthy dog news, even though it wasn't about an actual dog and just Snoop Dogg.
No, I've got actual dog news on the way too, so don't you fear.
Oh, that was just a little teaser of dog
that
news.
That was Snoop Dogg news. Ari, you've got a dog, don't you? Santi.
Yes, I've got a beautiful golden retriever.
I met Santi on Friday.
Oh, my God, yeah, you did.
What a pleasure.
She's massive, isn't she?
She
like,
is. Good,
she's a big golden retriever.
Good thudding ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know where you give them a good thud on the ribs? She's got great thudding ribs.
She's a gorgeous gal.
She was also showing off her toy to me. She went and got it for me to show me.
Oh, my God, it was so cute. Now, she's accepted you.
Yeah. Now, is Santi, a couple of questions. Is Santi coming in this Thursday for International Dog Day or not?
Oh.
Into the studio, please.
Okay,
I'm begging you, please.
Okay, but it means I'm going to have to walk her at like 3 o'clock in the morning so that we get the energy out before she comes and sits in the studio with us.
Easy.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine
with
me.
She can sit on the trampoline.
Oh, bless her. Also, is she microchipped?
Yeah.
Well, here's a great story. Another story about the importance of having a microchipped. It's another dog that's been found after many years.
Oh, there's so many.
4 years after her beloved pet Jack vanished from outside her home in Detroit. Her name's Desiree Cornell. She'd long abandoned dreams of ever seeing him again, but then one morning last week, the 22-year-old woke up to a message from a stranger she could hardly believe. The shepherd mix had been found near Flint, Michigan.
Wow.
She started crying instantly, she said. She'd recently been thinking about getting a dog, but still wasn't ready after the heartbreak of what happened to Jack. Now, the pair reunited last Thursday thanks to Cornell's decision to microchip her pup, as well as police finding it. It just goes to prove if a dog has a chip, they'll get found even after 4 years. So this was back in 2017 one night. Cornell briefly left the pup outside their fenced-in yard. She returned to find the gate unlocked and Jack was missing.
Oh.
She said, I was heartbroken. I searched the neighbourhood and filed a report with police. Never really heard anything back and just given up hope after about a year.
That's a long time.
Cornell eventually relocated as well. She had 2 children in the meantime and lost a job during the pandemic. So a lot of stuff had happened. Meanwhile, Jack's whereabouts were unknown until he resurfaced last Wednesday, more than an hour north of where he'd gone missing. Police were called to tend to a homeless man who Jack was with. The homeless man needed medical attention and the man surrendered the dog who was wearing a harness and seemed healthy.
He's been looking after that dog this whole time.
Mm.
Bless.
Once Jack calmed down, they scanned the chip, found the owner and all's well that ends well. And Cornell was happy and the dog was happy. The dog recognised Cornell and as if to sort of have the attitude of, where have you been? And that's dog news. All's well that ends well.
I love dog news.
Jack has returned after 4 years.
Oh, bless you, Jack. C F F.
Time for a snag.
Song, 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 snag.
Give it to us,
Why
Ari.
Why do you say that? Now I feel like a budding sausage.
Ooh.
Oh, yum. I'm getting hungry.
Yummy.
All right, it is time for song snag. Adam has picked a particular song from our log. He's snagged it, scratched it all up. You got to guess what song it is. If you know it, give us a call on 1300 655 922. And if you get it right, we'll chuck you in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella. Hey, Adam, by the way.
Yeah, you can tell us about it, Vicky.
I know.
Every time.
No, I'm going to tell you that I actually went there and I was super nice and I got two free pickies.
Ooh.
It was on the Instagram story if you missed
out. Yes, we all saw it, Ari. We all saw your two pickies.
I was so happy. I was like, thank you. All right, what's the song?
All right, the number's 1300 655 922. Get it ready. Here's the song. Badly snagged. Can you guess it?
Song, 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 snag.
Still no correct answers coming through for song snag today.
Just think about those waffles you could be getting for two at Windows and West Stella. All right, let's play it really long.
One 1300 655 922. If you can identify the song. Here's an added clue. It's the fella with the big head.
I was going to say, you wanted to give a clue.
Yeah, it's the fella with the big head. What was your clue?
My clue was you put him on the bonfire.
There you go. A couple of clues.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Say you're having a good time out there.
On 107.7 CFM. Song, 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 snag.
1300 655 922. Emma's on to guess the song. What do you reckon it is, Emma?
I have no idea. It's a bit of a stab in the dark, but is it Leave Before You Love Me?
Oh, yeah. Do you know the artist?
Marshmallow and Jonas Brothers?
Yes, Emma.
You've got it!
It is.
Oh, goodness. I can't believe I got that.
It's because you're good, Emma. That's why.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That had everyone this morning, Adam.
I had a little think about it, and I thought, no, I'll just leave it and see if anyone doesn't guess it, and then went in and yay.
Kid music. Music.
Now, someone has been sending letters to me at the station here for a while now. Since I was on the lunch show, there's four that's come in altogether.
Yeah, on Friday, something came in the mail. It was one more.
Yeah.
To add on. So what have you got in front? So I want to know, does all the paper match?
All the paper matches except one.
Except for one. Yeah, and which one was that one? Did you number them?
I think it's the third one that came in.
Okay. And did you do
a smell
test? Because I thought that they smell like perfume.
Yeah. So the first one doesn't smell. The last two have smelled like perfume.
Yeah. Okay. And how about the handwriting?
Handwriting looks pretty consistent, although I don't know how good
different,
I am.
Different pen, like different, is one looks like it's in pencil?
No, they're all in pen. One's got a bit of highlighter on it, and two are blue, two are black. Now,
okay.
I was thinking it was the boss, Jerry Shears.
Yeah, I seriously do think it is. But there's stamps on, like they actually come to the post office and there's a stamp on it. It's not just like slipped under the studio door.
Yeah, see, Jerry is a hard worker. He'd put that kind of effort into a stunt like this.
He would do that.
But the thing is, now I'm sort of mounting together evidence here, trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Is it Jerry? The thing is, you know how Jerry's pedantic and he spells everything correctly and...
Yeah, and he likes his apostrophes.
Yeah, so the your is spelled incorrectly on two of these letters.
Ooh.
Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U-R-E with the apostrophe. Now,
ooh.
But because Jerry's an evil genius, maybe he's one step ahead
true.
And he's putting it in to throw us off.
And you ordered something on Friday.
I ordered a little toy polygraph. He said he'll come on the show and take the polygraph.
And we actually, the last letter you got as well, we also walked around the station and we got everyone to write their name and then something else that was in the letter to do a bit of a handwriting
a love
test.
Heart.
Yeah, that was it, the love heart.
And the thing is, the address on the newest one, the two has a twirl. You know how some people twirl the two just down in the bottom left corner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, looking at Jerry's handwriting on the whiteboard, there's no twirls in the two. But again...
No, but he could be adding it.
Could be throwing us off.
Or it could be legit. Like, we just have no idea.
Yeah.
It could be legit.
We're going to get to the bottom of it, though, with this polygraph.
And if you want to read and, you know, recap the love letters, they are all on our socials.
Yeah.
It's been a fun time.
I mean, A few people.
It's pretty funny.
A few people think it's got the Jerry Shears signature all over it.
He was pretty keen to open. He was like, "Yeah, let's just open his mail," and we're like, "We literally can't because it's illegal." So we had to text you to come back to work to open it so that we could read what was in it.
It's a Commonwealth crime.
Yeah,
to
I
do
know.
That, you understand?
Yeah, which is why we didn't, and we waited for you to get here. But he was very eager.
But is it technically illegal for the person who penned the letter to reopen it? See, if it
surely.
Was Jerry, maybe it's legal.
Nah, surely it's still illegal.
We need police on the line to tell us. And also bring us in a fingerprint kit.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
On the line with us again to talk all things sports, Brent Costello of Win News. Now, Brent, obviously a lot to discuss in the AFL. First and foremost, my team, Melbourne Demons, minor premiers for the first time since 1964.
Oh, and how about the game too?
So yeah.
Saturday night. Unbelievable, guys, wasn't it? In fact, it was an unbelievable day of footy. Let's go back to the start because we saw Alistair Clarkson and Sean Burgoyne and David Asprey and Basha Hooley farewell the game in the afternoon with a drawn match. So that was unreal in the first instance. Then we saw Brisbane and West Coast have a shootout. Everyone thought West Coast would roll over in this game given all their outs, and Brisbane had to win by a certain margin to make the top four. And that was intriguing as well, with a live ladder in the top bottom left of the screen all game, watching that seesaw in Brisbane in and out of the top four. But that went right down to the wire too, the last 30 seconds, which was unbelievable drama. And then, yeah, Saturday night was just incredible, wasn't it, with Max Gorn kicking a goal after the siren to seal, I guess, a 30-odd point turnaround to win the game and get Melbourne its first minor premiership, which is just unbelievable. So that was an extraordinary round of footy. And now, to cap it off, guys, we've got two finals here in Tassie. You would have thought.
I know, fantastic.
I do have a question about those finals. So I know there are a lot of single ladies on the coast that might be thinking that these footy players can go out after. Is it going to be worth the trip? Can they actually go anywhere?
No chance. No.
Okay, so just in case, don't bother. They're not going to be out.
No. They'll fly in and fly out, probably on the same plane, on the same day, and play the games and get out again. So that's how it's worked most of the year, really. So, no, they're in a very tight COVID bubble, these AFL footballers at the moment. So, no, they definitely won't be on the circuit.
Sorry, Ari's mates.
Not worth the trip, ladies.
No love making. And also, we got some.
A lot of you don't want to watch football anyway. No.
Yeah, I guess so.
And got some Paralympics coming up.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow, guys. So just when we saw the back of the Olympic Games, we can get excited again because obviously more sport headed our way with the Paralympics starting with the opening ceremony tomorrow night. And we've got three Tassie people running around, which is really exciting. Todd Hodgetts, who has actually won a gold medal before in the shot put, he's going around again. Alex Viney, who's a rower, and Dion Kenzie, who's a 1,500-metre runner. So we wish our Tassie athletes all the best over there. It's going to be really exciting to watch, and, can't wait for it.
Absolutely. And I know we were chatting last week about we weren't sure whether this Afghanistan game in the cricket was going to go on in Hobart. Is there any updates on that?
No, there's not. So we've just got to wait and see how it all goes. I guess cricket's not their priority at the moment, so I guess the question will be asked at an appropriate time as to what might be happening with that. But at this stage, we're just going to wait and see on that one, unfortunately.
I did hear in the news today Gutman was talking about wanting to get an Ashes game in Tassie.
Well, it's a real possibility now, you have to think, with obviously the ongoing situation in New South Wales, particularly, and Victoria. The Ashes series isn't too far away, let's be honest. So unless things turn around there pretty quickly, you can't see how it could go ahead at the moment. So it opens the door for Tassie in a big way, I reckon. And we've dreamt about that for a long time, to get an Ashes test. So, it'd be amazing. Amazing stuff.
Absolutely, it would. That'd be great. Thanks so much, Brent Costello there. Catch him on Win News. Also catch him on a trillion other radio shows. He's a busy man. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Word sandwich.
More. All right, you pumped, Ari?
I am pumped, but I'm hungry.
Oh, come on.
Word sandwich is where we give you two words. You got to guess the word that goes in the middle of the sanger. And if you get it right, we'll chuck you in the draw to win $50 to go to House of Ambers to try out their new menu. Now I really want to go there for brunch.
$50 to spend there. Good stuff. Just give us a dial at 1-300-655-922. If you know what word goes in the middle of the following two words, we've got the word machine theory in. Baby doll, what is it?
Your words for today are green and light.
Green and light, Ari. What do you reckon?
Well, I this was mine because
no,
I went
it's
to
Thea's.
Oh, sorry. It's because Thea came with us to Grains.
Word sandwich.
1-300-655-922. Loz from Port Sorell is on the line. Thea, give her the words.
Your words for today are green and light.
What do you reckon, Loz?
Is it back?
Back? It's not back. Thanks for playing,
sorry,
Loz.
Loz.
Lacey from Devonport, here's the words.
Your words for today are green and light.
What do you reckon?
Day.
The word for my sandwich is day. Green day. Daylight.
Yeah, mate, you got it.
Awesome.
Congratulations, we'll chuck you in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend a house of Ambers.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lacey.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Queen.
Hello.
And Bugs.
Queen and Bugs. Is that you, Mel?
Queen Bee. No, no, it's
she's
Queen
gone
Bee
already.
Bee Bugs. Queen.
She's gone. She's so quick.
Queen and Bugs. And Bugs. Oh, man, she's so good.
She's so quick at hanging
so
on, too.
Quick.
I thought I'd get in there real quick. Like, oh, Mel, quick. But she's gone. Queen and Bugs.
Who is Mel?
Queen like, bed Bugs. Oh. Yes, Mel. Yes, Mel. Woo. Joining us on the phone is Peppermint Pete of Peppermint Party's fame to tell us about a little event he's helping organise this weekend.
One of my favourite people on the coast, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, so what is happening? I believe it's a Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah.
Saturday. We've got an annual event that we're holding out at Ghost Rock.
Yeah.
At the Ghost Rock Winery. It's for Kyla's Foundation. We have an annual event there to raise funds for the foundation, and it's happening this Saturday night. We have some silent auctions happening, some lucky balloons, and some raffles happening. And we're also having what they call a long table dinner. So we're sitting down and being fed by a wonderful chef by the name of Simon Bold.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
That sounds great.
Sounds delicious.
So what is the Kyla's Foundation all about?
Kyla's Foundation was formed quite a few years back now to provide assistance to people, parents, grandparents, siblings and friends directly affected by the premature loss of a child.
Yeah.
So sad, but we're here to help people out.
Yeah, it's a good cause and it's something you don't often hear too much about, I suppose.
No, you don't. And it's fascinating that, you know, the more people you talk to about it, and you just don't realise how much there is out there of people that go through the same thing. And once you start talking about it, people really come out with a story of their own to say what they've been through. So it's a good subject to talk about, to get it out and, you know, to help people.
Now, the event's called Butterflies and Purple Ties. So do people need to go out and buy themselves a purple tie? And a butterfly?
I think they should.
Yeah.
I think they should.
Yeah.
Look, it's cocktail dress, so just dress nicely. But, we themed it a long time ago because Kyla is our little purple butterfly. So we wanted to have the girls in butterfly dresses and the guys with purple ties, I guess.
I love that.
That's so cool, yeah.
Okay, so it's happening at Ghost Rock Winery. 7 p.m. until late?
Absolutely, till late.
All right, and they can get tickets at devonporttickets.com.au, $100 per person. How are the tickets going? Are there still some available?
Not many. Only a few left, so get in there. Look, I did fail to mention, too, that we're being entertained by the wonderful Zach Weeks as well.
Zach Weeks from Zach Weeks Entertainment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's good.
He is really good, so that will be a fantastic time. Now, if the tickets do all sell out, which I guarantee they will, how else can our fellow listeners donate?
Oh, look, you can pop onto our website and have a look, and that's got our story there and why we formed. Also, too, they can... I think there's a donation information on the website there, and also, of course, our Facebook page.
Fantastic.
Wonderful. And you also have a Kyla's Foundation tin, I believe, at your store in East Devonport.
Yeah, we've got a few tins around Devonport, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not just at our store, but you'll see Kyla's Foundation tins around, purple tins, obviously, with a picture of Kyla on there. So.
Yeah. So if you see a tin, put some money in.
Thanks for joining us, Peppermint Pete, and thanks for the work you do. This Saturday, 7 p.m. until late at Ghost Rock Winery. Tickets selling fast, so quick. Tickets at devonporttickets.com.au.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to the week, Ari.
CFM's Adam and Ari for brekkie. Bringing you the goods today. Okay, maybe not because we're in Struggle Street.
Ah, speak for yourself. I'm doing okay now.
You said you had a headache this morning.
Bit of a headache. Still high energy though.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Are you also struggling? What did you get up to this weekend?
Tell us on Facebook, at CFM Tasmania. We're asking it. What did you do? We went to Greens. We went around
on a
Burnie.
Friday night.
Yeah, a few other areas in Burnie. So I enjoyed it. Loved Yachty's.
I liked Rialto Vino.
Rialto was fantastic too. We had a nice Negroni.
You did actually, yeah. It was really nice. The cocktail list is quite long, which is good.
And then we made our way officially to Greens and officially did it. I think we're officially members of the coast now.
Yeah, we can't say we're not local now because we've done it. We were the only two people on the dance floor for like a solid 45 minutes from 10 p.m. to 10:45.
You know what's interesting? You know how I was saying how I was talking to that lady from Tinder about potentially going to Greens?
Yeah, and then we went there.
She was there.
Oh, was she?
We must have either just missed her or we were there at the same time.
Wow.
Because I saw on her Instagram story the next day her at Greens.
Oh, man. It's because we left too early. Because by the time people started going on the dance floor, we're like, there's not enough space for our moves. We've got to go home.
Well and truly past our bedtime. But anyways, let us know on Facebook, what did you do on the weekend at CFM Tasmania?
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I thought you were the hype.
I am the hype. Until we have a late night.
When I signed up for this role, they promised me that you were the hype.
I am the hype. Sorry, you're the one that walked in this morning and was like, I've got a headache.
But look at me now, I'm loving it. A couple of bounces.
You are literally going home to have a nap.
Nah, don't tell them that. That's a big secret.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That is today's show.
Thanks for having
us. Done and dusted.
Appreciate you listening.
Bidding you adieu.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.